This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, Tomorrow's News Tonight. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast from my flagship station right here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America and the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite streaming live online right now. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now, as well as our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those people that are helping in the coronavirus effort, the COVID-19 effort, keeping America free and safe. And to all those people working the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers. And let's not forget about all the roughnecks working all the oil rigs all around the country and around the world, too. Thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We had a bunch of people go over there and like the page and jump into the chat room. Thank you for that. And also on Twitter, at Captain's America. All right, joining us right now, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. And good morning again.
Morning.
I got a question here from Major Mack. Major Mack is saying the CDC offered some guidance yesterday that could help get essential workers back on the job. Can the country go back to work in May? What do you think?
In May, I think some parts of the country will turn back on and some businesses will turn back on in May. They will do that with some guidance. Some new guidance has come out, I think, yesterday or today about that, that will necessarily have to be adjusted. But it really comes down to the governors. It's not a federal government decision. It's a governor's decision. And they will look to, these governors will look to all kinds of indicators on how and, you know, the means by which to turn their respective states back on.
Eric is saying it took 2 to 3 months to get the virus to the United States, 2 to 3 months to begin peaking. What happens in approximately 6 months in the United States?
Well, I'm not sure I understand the premise of this question. There has to be something that needs to be reminded. We believe that this virus left Wuhan sometime in December. And that's the issue with China, that they knew that they had this, and yet they didn't lock down Wuhan. And all kinds of people, and I've seen various numbers of how many people, not just Chinese, but of whatever, you know, from whatever home country or wherever they were from, left Wuhan and traveled to all kinds of places across the world. Now, I've seen as many as 11 million. I don't know if I believe that number, but nonetheless. The United States State Department was aware of the outbreak and they didn't put any kind of restriction on who could come into the United States until I think after there was a hit in Washington State. And then they went to Trump and said, here's where we are. This could be really bad. And that's when he made the decision to shut down travel from China. Well, that's okay, but a lot of people leave China and they go to another country and then they come here. So it's almost an impossibility to stop people from Wuhan and coming into the United States. Here's the other point. We have lots of places across the United States, New York, San Francisco, Los Angeles, that have something known as Chinatown. And I think Seattle has their own as well. And there are operations in those, there's commerce in those Chinatowns that operate essentially wet markets here in the United States. It's not just a wet market in Wuhan. So we were kind of chasing a problem, and at the time it was almost like we might be killing an ant with a sledgehammer and overreacting, but now we're finding out that it may not have been an overreaction, but because China wasn't up front, we were probably 3 to 4 weeks behind the disaster that was looming. So all things still point back to Wuhan and the Communist Chinese Party.
Now, we heard yesterday that NBC Universal Comcast, the conglomerate that owns MSNBC and NBC News, and Comcast, of course, cable, we heard yesterday that they've got a whole bunch of money tied up in a great big amusement park going into China, and it's the Universal Studios thing, similar to what they got in Florida. And that's kind of why the slant to the news is going towards China and whatnot. Did you hear that?
I did not.
Okay, well, it was mentioned yesterday, the money. And CNN also has got a financial connection with China because they actually pay to be the only American news conglomerate.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's why the big push and the big emphasis and the big pro-China stance from those two big carriers. Anyway, hold on. Folks, I'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. When we come back, I've got a poll that shows a couple different things here, a couple different ways. You'll want to hear it. One's an Investor's Business Daily poll. The other one's Gallup. And why did Bernie Sanders get out of the way? And, oh, by the way, who's waiting in the wings to be the VP? It's not Hillary. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yeah, you are, and welcome back. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, I've taken their logo link with the opportunity that I'll tell you about here in just a second, and I put it on the Facebook page, Americans for America. Now, that's a page you might want to go over there, take a look, and see the articles that are over there. We're adding members over there, right and left, and it's a good thing because we've got a lot of great contributors that put stuff over there, Americans for America. It means just what it says. And the USCCA logo link is right there. Now, if you click on that logo link every day, you'll have an opportunity to enter into the free gun a day giveaway and win a free gun. And good luck with that. We certainly want to announce a winner here on the program. We've come close, but hasn't happened yet, but one of these times it will. So go over there, sign up for the free gun a day giveaway, and while you're there, consider becoming a member. They have three different levels of membership. And if you choose one of them, you could wind up with $474 worth of free stuff for becoming a member, including the subscription to the Concealed Carry magazine, which is an award-winning magazine put out there by the USCCA. Again, that's the Americans for America Facebook page, and like the page, whatever, and check out the logo link that's right there. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. Hello again.
Good morning.
All right. I'm not sure who we got on the line here, but let's find out. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, Captain and Denise. This is Tom from Clearwater.
Hi, Tom. What's up?
I was just calling to wish you both a happy Easter. That's it.
Well, thank you very much, Tom. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Very nice. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. Take care.
You're welcome.
All right. Take care. And happy Easter to all the listeners, too, while we're doing that. Now, there's two polls that are out there, Denise. One came from Investors Business Daily. That poll said that 77% believe China is responsible for the coronavirus problem, and 67% of the Democrats agreed with that statement.
Well, you know, the evidence is really getting to the point is beyond dispute. So the numbers ought to, for whatever poll, should be at least in the 90s.
You would think.
Percent. Yeah. And it's not just because of COVID-19. If you go back and look at, you know, the other previous coronavirus outbreaks, there's a systemic historical issue with China. What's at issue is, you know, I see a lot of people saying that China needs to pay for this and China needs to pay for that. I don't think we can dispute that either. But at this point, I think it's a little early to talk about some kind of reparations or financial consequence to China, because it wasn't just the effect wasn't just on the United States.
No,
this is a worldwide thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think when we get to you know, some kind of G8 summit or, you know, some Davos or some other kind of thing, this will certainly be the topic of du jour of world leaders.
Okay, now the other thing is Bernie Sanders dropped out of the presidential race yesterday, sort of. He said he was still going to leave his name on the ballot so that he could collect delegates, so he could have a say in the platform, if you will, the Democratic convention. He did that before with Hillary, and I guess he got an opportunity to get up there and speak, and that was the way that went. But it leaves, of course, Joe Biden as a likely nominee. In the background, we're hearing the talk about the vice presidential choice. Now, a lot of people yesterday went, oh, it's going to be Hillary Clinton because Biden's going to pick her because that'll give him an unbeatable ticket, blah, 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 blah. But what they don't know is going on behind the scenes is Senator Kamala Harris was pushed and placed in a position at the recommendation of the Obamas, Barack Obama and Michelle Obama, to be the DNC fundraising chair. So she's going to have her hands on the purse strings in the Democratic Party. And that's a very important position, to say the least. And I think, and you and I think, have agreed with this since the beginning, we both think that she's going to be the Democratic VP candidate.
Well, the bigger part of the connective tissue between Biden and Kamala Harris actually goes back several years, because Kamala Harris was the district attorney, the state district attorney for the state of California. That's well established. But during that time, we tend to forget about Beau Biden, who was, he had the exact same position before he died in Delaware. So their paths cross often, and because of that, they do have some history. And let's also not forget who Kamala Harris hitched her wagon to, which was the law firm that hired Fusion GPS.
Mm-hmm.
And Mark Elias, who was her campaign chair, who was a very progressive, I would say in a lot of cases, a nefarious lawyer. So when it comes to Sanders, think about it carefully. Did Sanders ever really want to be president? Because I'm not convinced that he did.
Yeah.
He was in the race to change the entire dynamic, direction, and
right.
platform of the Democratic National Committee. All, you know, could he have it once, you know, the last time, could he have really beaten Hillary? Because he didn't go after Hillary for anything. Think about what he never said about Hillary, and then ask why. He never challenged her on the email server. He never challenged her on the Clinton Foundation. He never challenged her on the things that she didn't do as Secretary of State or even as Senator.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very hard to listen for something that wasn't said. But sometimes it's the 800-pound gorilla in the room. And, you know, Sanders never said anything negative, particularly against any of his opponents on the Democrat side either. I'm not convinced he really, truly ever wanted to be president. I think he wants to be essentially the complete leader of the DNC, the entire Democrat Party and caucus. And I think that his other partner in all of this is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Mm-hmm.
So,
we have another question here. This is from Vicky. Vicky's listening to us on KNUS in Denver. She's saying, where have these other viruses come from, or is it all from China?
Pretty much from China. The only other one that didn't come from China was MERS, which is the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome.
Well, I was going to throw out the Spanish flu just for the heck of it.
That goes way,
right.
way back. But anything that we have experienced with H1N1 and SARS, the swine flu, the rest is China.
Okay, now, the pandemic's peak has been moved up to April the 12th. Across most of America. This has moved up at least 2 weeks from what it was.
Okay.
What do you think?
Well, I mean, we come back to this modeling issue. The data coming out that create these models is only good as the data going in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're at a time where we should be using artificial intelligence, because artificial intelligence it doesn't have a bias. All data just goes in. You digitize everything, you put it in, and it makes the decisions.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you a summary report, and then humans make the decision based on that. So, it's very curious to me how this institute out of the state of Washington seems to be the only thing, the only tool that we're using for these modelings and these probabilities, which is kind of a scary proposition. Where's the CDC? How come they're not doing that? Where is John Hopkins? How come they're not doing that? I mean, we've got some pretty heavy hitters when it comes to looking at conditions. Mayo Clinic, Cleveland Clinic, MD Anderson, John Hopkins. I mean, we have Europe, and it's very curious to me that mm-hmm. nobody has really challenged IHME at all, mm-hmm. and that to me is a scary condition. Even when mm-hmm. Dr. Birx, interestingly enough, has worked with Fauci for decades, and Dr. Birx's daughter works for the Bill Gates Foundation.
Yep. And, of course, Dr. Birx was working with the Army in the interim there, too, for many years. All righty, we'll talk to you tonight, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day and stay low. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, everybody, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, read a great article she writes over there, and we'll be back with another Military and Veterans News Report. By the way, Dr. Fauci says Americans should never shake hands again. Whoa. Okay, I'll be right back.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's good news and bad news from the country's coronavirus epicenter. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
The bad news is actually terrible. Highest single day death toll yet, 779 people.
And he says on the upside, there are fewer New Yorkers being hospitalized.
There is good news in what we're seeing, that what we have done and what we are doing is actually working and making a difference.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is issuing new guidelines for essential workers.
What we'd ask them not to do while they're at work is we want them to stay at home if they're sick. We want them not to share objects that would be touching their face, and we would like them not to congregate in break rooms, lunch rooms, and crowded places.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. In July of 2017, I was in a catastrophic car accident, and I broke my neck, the base of my skull, my back, my ribs, and both legs. As you might imagine, getting a good night's sleep has been a real challenge. Well, then at CPAC in 2019, I met Mike Lindell of MyPillow. Mike wanted to help me to get a good night's rest and introduced me to his pillows, his mattress topper, and his Giza cotton sheets. I can tell you they really work. And Mike has authorized me to offer you a special discount on MyPillow products. Call 800-662-9236. That's 800-662-9236. One more time, 800-662-9236. Use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg. Or you can use it at the MyPillow website.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our second Military and Veterans News segment, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, with their two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Mass., outside Boston. The other one right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. Across the bay from me, I'm in Tampa. They're in Clearwater, across the bay. And let's listen to what the National Aviation has to say about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we all know that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. They, in fact, have chosen to go to technical schools or vocational schools to learn a trade. What they're not told is, in most cases, when they come out, that trade is not going to pay them as much as they thought it was going to, because a lot of what they're doing puts them in a union setting, number one, where they become apprentices when they go right there to work at a union, and they also wind up being what we call an 80 percenter. Whatever the pay is, the low end of the scale, they get 80% of that. Now, that's normal. That's not anybody taking advantage of anybody. Because a lot of the jobs that they're being trained for are going to be union jobs. That's just the way it is. Now, the National Aviation Academy can help fill a void. It'll get you a great career with a starting salary of about $60,000 a year on a 40-hour-a-week job. Now, with all that being said, you need to check them out online by going to NAA.edu, that's NAA.edu, and then give them a call and ask to take the tour by calling them at 800-659-2080. Set up a date to take the tour at a National Aviation Academy near you, either the one in Concord, Mass., which is in Boston, or the one that's down here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area in Clearwater, which is across the bay from me. I'm in Tampa, they're in Clearwater. So that's NAA.edu, and the phone number is 800-659-2080. Check them out. You'd be glad you did. Very glad you did. Now, something's going on in Alaska. The third Alaska-based soldier was found dead in his residence in the past month. Tragedies continue to hit the Joint Base Elmendorf Richardson in Alaska. Hard to say what's going on. They're not telling us as far as if it's suicide or whatnot, but very unusual to have three soldiers die at the same base in a month, let alone any base. Now, an Army astronaut accused of committing crime in space has been cleared. His ex-wife was charged with making false statements. She got him into trouble, and she lied about what she said. The ex-wife of an Army helicopter pilot and astronaut has been charged with making false statements to authorities after she alleged the Army officer unlawfully accessed her bank account from the International Space Station. Wow. Federal prosecutors said in an indictment unsealed on Monday that they were charging the ex-wife for reporting a false statement. Now, Army leaders still want soldiers to keep their hair in line with regulation, even as base barbershops have closed across the country to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. And that's one of the downfalls of the beauty shops, the hair salons, and the barbershops. They pretty much had to close because of the fact that they're right on top of their customers. And soldiers couldn't have seen the COVID-19 without knowing. And, of course, the Army Chief of Staff wants to know how the novel coronavirus showed up in people that didn't have any symptoms and other people got sick around them still with what's going on. By the way, the Army plans to issue black or camouflage face masks for its soldiers. U.S. Army's top enlisted soldier said that the service plans to issue some type of non-surgical mask to troops to help control the spread of the novel coronavirus. Probably will be black in color, or maybe Army camouflage. And the Navy's investigation into the leak of the letter from the commanding officer of the Theodore Roosevelt is hopelessly undermined by the statements and actions of the acting Secretary of the Navy, so said the investigative wing of the Navy after the acting Navy Secretary, Thomas Moley, resigned, capping perhaps the most tumultuous 24-hour public relations fiasco the Sea Service has ever encountered. And that's an understatement of the year. By the way, U.S. Naval Forces Japan has directed their sailors to keep a daily log of their movements and people with whom they've had close contact. This is according to a memorandum that's shown up in the Stars and Stripes. We'll see how that winds up. And the Navy is requesting anyone, active duty, reservist, dependent, or retiree, visiting a military installation to wear a face mask to help stop the spread of COVID-19. And that includes the people that are coming on the base to make a delivery. How about that? Now, the Air Force, the A-10s that are out there, that they're trying to retire, may not be going anywhere again. Because the aircraft that was going to replace them isn't being built. You can't retire what you got if you don't have anything to replace it with. And, of course, when it comes to close-in air support for troops on the ground, the A-10 was probably the best one in the business. And the Air Force is going to start using 3D printers to create reusable plastic N95 masks for the local medical communities amid the COVID-19 pandemic, according to the service. Now, this is various bases around the country. We'll see how that winds up. And it looks like as if, according to the Air Force Chief of Staff, that a global stop movement order delaying all military moves into mid-May might be extended all the way into July now, according to the Chief of Staff, United States Air Force. And the basic school is struggling to weather COVID-19 as an outbreak, as it's now hit the Marine Officers Training School. And we don't know what's going to happen there. A rifle platoon commander, by the way, the base, the Marine Officer Training School, has been hit with a handful of COVID-19 cases, so they're having to rethink whether or not they're going to be doing any training or not. By the way, Steve is saying he has black masks. He also has a white mask, but he likes the black ones better. Okay, Steve. I'm holding out for the red, white, and blue one myself. Now, the Space Force is working on its Capstone Space Doctrine publication, as well as a new deterrence strategy to shape its way forward, according to the Chief of Space Operations, General Jay Raymond. He said that April 7th, with a discussion with the Institute for Aerospace Studies. And the National Guard in Nebraska, who's going to be deployed to Grand Island this week to set up a temporary coronavirus testing tent, they're going to get things right over there, see how things go, and I can't wait to find out what they're up to. All right, we're coming right back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Got a lot of stuff for him to talk about tonight. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the Phoenix Ordnance Gun Store. Now, if those of you that have been to the Two Guys Gun Shows around the area, whether you've been to Sarasota, whether you've been to Oldsmar or Largo or down there in Port Charlotte, guess what? They've got a gun store, and it's called Phoenix Ordnance. It's at 8601 49th Street, Pinellas Park. Guy and the gang, they're open for business. You can buy a weapon there, and they also have the concealed carry course there as well. You can sign up for that. They are definitely teaching the course, and I can recommend them because I believe they're very good at what they do, and they're some of the best in the business at what I've seen people doing, and I've been around guns all my adult life and ever since I was a teenager, because that's one thing we had in the farm. When you were on a farm as a kid, you had a gun. I don't care who you were or what you were doing. But check them out. Phoenix Ordnance, 8601 49th Street, Pinellas Park, Florida, open Tuesday through Saturday. And tell them the captain sent you. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog, sir.
Good morning.
Well, what do you think about the fact that little old Dr. Fauci came out, Anthony Fauci, and said that, looky here, it seems that the previous projection of 2.2 million and even the one of 100,000 to 240,000, and then we dropped it on down to 80,000. That's a little bit of an overestimate. And now our friends at the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington are projecting 60,000 deaths from the coronavirus, and I believe that number is going to get revised down.
I think it will be revised down, and I hope it's revised down. I don't know what it's going to end up over the long run. I do think that it's going to be some time before they fully eradicate this, and it's going to probably come in waves, and hopefully get some antivirals that will help in treating this terrible terrible virus. So I don't know that, but I've been doing some interesting work over the past couple days, man. I'm doing some homework going back to 2008, almost into 2010. Most people don't realize this, but in the larger countries in the world, during the Great Recession, there was a spike in 260,000 cancer deaths over that period of time. And a lot of it had to do with stress of people losing their jobs. Mm-hmm. Suicides in the United States went up by over 5,000. The instances of heart disease, diabetes went through the roof. One of the most stressful things that someone can go under, and stress is terrible, terrible for your health, is losing a job. And the Great Recession, a lot of people lost their jobs, they had problems with their homes. This is much, much worse than that. It's turning out to be much, much worse than that. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have health consequences due to this that have nothing to do at all with getting the coronavirus if we just go in line of what happened last time around. Mm-hmm. So that number needs to be taken into consideration as well, because it gets ugly. You know, again, you got kids and you got a family and you can't feed them. That's an enormous amount of stress that does ungodly things to your health.
Well, just to back up what you're talking about, it appears that the jobless claims reports could show another 7 million on top of the 9.9 million have applied for unemployment, giving us 16.7 million unemployed over a three-week period.
It's much worse than that. I mean, people are still having trouble applying for unemployment, just as much as small business owners are not getting that PPP money nearly fast enough. It's a real slog for that money to get out. It's not moving quickly at all. I've been dealing with people from all over the country with this, and it's not good. So, I mean, they can't keep saying, oh, it's going to be 10 days, it's going to be 2 weeks. The rollout is much, much too small. So, it's bad all around.
Well, because you said that, I'm going to say this. This is what Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said yesterday. He said the virus aid direct deposits will be made next Monday. They'll start Monday and all week long. They'll be direct depositing checks.
I hear you, Matt. That's $1,200. That's $1,200 that was already spent by people that have been out of work.
Yep.
So, you know, that's you know, great that they got that out, but it, you know as well as I do that people who have, you know, got kids that are out of work, that can't look for jobs, that can't do anything, that $1,200 has already been put on a credit card somewhere.
Mm-hmm. And they'll have to pay that back, too. And I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, the website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Well, 2.4 million Californians have applied for unemployment in the past month. I think that's a low number. You think it'd be a lot higher than that, wouldn't you?
Again, you got to remind everybody, California already has one of the has the highest poverty rate in the entire country. There are, you know, many high tech jobs in California that people can work from home. So that's been beneficial there. But yeah, the number does seem a little low when it comes to their service workers and people who are working in restaurants. I did find that kind of interesting. But California, I mean, they should be getting back to work soon over there. I mean, they've really bent the curve down. I can't really seem to understand why they haven't gone to open up yet.
Well, I don't know, but there's a couple of things that might change your mind when I tell you about it. First of all, some of the largest U.S. oil refineries in the country are over there in California, and they are talking about closing amidst the demand plunge and a huge glut of oil and gasoline. But then we find out that the car dealers, the foreign car dealers that are here making vehicles in the United States, namely the Toyotas, the Nissans, the Hondas, the Mazdas, the Kias, the Volkswagens, that they're about to lay off some 32,000 North American workers. They're going to stop the pay to them and just lay them off until business picks up again.
They've kept them on for a very long period of time. You got to give them credit for keeping people on as long as they've had. They can't afford to do it forever. It's a sad scenario. And again, we got to get this country up and running again at some point in time. It can't go on another month. Can't go on 2 months. Can't. It's not going to work that way.
No.
It's not enough money out there. It's got to get the country open as soon as possible.
Right, and that's why I think that May, the people are going to start going to work. It'll be a little here, a little there, a little here, a little there. We've got some states right now that there's just not a problem, and the numbers are not there. They could go to work right now, and some of them are up in the upper Midwest, granted that. Iowa and North and South Dakota and Montana and the northern part of Idaho, there's nothing keeping them back right now. They could go tomorrow if they let them go.
Yeah, I think it's got to be a little bit more extensive than that. I think you got to start letting younger, healthier people and giving them the option to get out and about. It's just it's the reality of the situation. I mean, people are going to have to develop that immunity to it. Most people that get it, more than 50% of the people get it, don't show any symptoms at all. And I know that they could spread it to other people. I get that. But then, the mm-hmm. people that are at risk are just going to have to stay home.
Well, here's one for you. Yesterday and the day before, the people going into the hospitals in New York City dropped off 50%.
I think that it's come down. I do. I think it's the numbers are coming down in regards to the amount of people that are going in. Here on Long Island, it's picked up a little bit, but the amount of new cases hasn't really skyrocketed. We are seeing more cases every single day. It's because they keep testing more and more people,
right.
So that's going to be the case also. Like I said before, there's more and more stories coming out today. I was one in the New York Post talking about how the coronavirus was spreading throughout New York City since early February.
Right.
And, no one really kind of knew about it. And again, we don't know, quite honestly, how long it's been here and how long this has been going on and how many people have actually gotten it in the first place.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to find out because there are some reports that people may have had it actually as far back as last September.
And again, that's fantastic. We now got some of the European countries are now starting to ease some of the lockdowns. Austria being one of the first, it needs to continue.
Okay, time to go. We will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. So have yourself a great day.
You've got to have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Chris Markowski, his website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Catch him around the country with the Watchdog on Wall Street show on over 200 radio stations all across the country. And I share a lot of those same stations with him. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.